The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the sound prints for June 16th is now online. Another study from Old Dominion University. The blindpost.com website and newsletter. That's a new discovery on my part. I'm very excited about that. Convention updates. Last round. Convention starts next week. There will be a luncheon panel, an acting workshop, employment workshops, smart homes presentation, online crafting groups, a list of exhibits, and an Apple presentation. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for June 16th is now online. Orbit Reader News, more accessibility with Apple, meet a racehorse trainer up close and personal. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Participants are needed for research on the relationship between health-related behaviors and quality of life. Researchers at Old Dominion University are conducting a study examining the relationship between health-related behaviors and quality of life among individuals with visual impairments. To conduct this study, we need the participation of adult-aged individuals over 18 with visual impairments. This study will ask participants to complete an online survey consisting of 45 questions, which should take approximately 20 minutes. All responses will be anonymous and confidential. All participants who complete the online survey will have the option to enter a drawing to win one of two $50 gift cards or two $20 gift cards. If you or someone you know is interested in participating in this study, please follow the link below. That's a little too long to read, but it's https://docs.google.com/forms/d/e/bunch of stuff. If you have any questions regarding this study, please contact me. My information is below. Thank you. Justin Hagele, H-A-E-G-E-L-E, Ph.D., Old Dominion University, jhagele@odu.edu. Call 757-683-5338. And Lou Ann Blake, J.D., Deputy Executive Director, Blindness Initiatives, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You can reach her at 410-659-9314, extension 2221, or email her at lblake@nfb.org. Also, our listed National Federation of the Blind and their information blurb. NFB Met-Members-List mailing list. TheBlindPost.com. Welcome to The Blind Post Classified News, a great place to share and sell. The Blind Post News features ads and announcements from and for the blind and visually impaired. There are also monthly columns from the editor by Lori Motis, Blind Man Walking by Joshua Loya, Tips and Tidbits from the Food Lady by Lori Motis, a.k.a. Food Lady, Living with Low Vision by Donna Williams, Yarn Hook and Needlecrafts by Phyllis Campbell, From the Pages of Donna's Travel Diary by Donna J. Jodin, Blind People Talking is a column where readers share their personal adventures living with a visual challenge. We also have updates from Global Cane Outreach on their mission trips and events. Hooray! Tech Corner is back. The news is emailed on or before the 11th of each month to all current subscribers. We have 1,198 current subscribers. Subscribing is free. Email The Blind Post plus subscribe at groups.io. To unsubscribe, The Blind Post plus unsubscribe at groups.io. Read the latest issue at http://theblindpost.com/readthelatestnewsheretml. Read all extra notices further down this page, plus any monthly sponsor notices that have been posted this month. Have you ever wanted to post a time-sensitive announcement or several notices before the next month's Blind Post Classified News Edition? Now you can. If you have ads or announcements that are time-sensitive, or just have several items, then you can include them in a special Blind Post Extra Extra edition. The word count costs are the same as the monthly news, but not free notices. This works best when you might have more than one item for sale, notice for an event, or a special class or training that is of interest to the blind and low vision community. It will go out to all Blind Post subscribers within one day of approval and will also be posted to the website. Email foodlady@theblindpost.com your submissions, and I will let you know if it is suitable and what the cost is. Blind Post Extra Extra notices and current sponsors for this month. There's a hot link. Braille Smith makes it affordable for you to have Braille on your business cards. Hot link. It is important for you to have Braille on your business cards when providing products or services for those who are blind or have low vision. On a standard size business card, 2 by 3.5 inches, we can have 13 cells of Braille and 5 lines. When placing your order, let us know the following. What you would like to have Brailled on your business cards? Would you like the Braille in UEB? Do you prefer to have the Braille on the front or back of the business cards? Then send your business cards to us and we will emboss them and get them in the mail back to you in a timely manner. 100 business cards, $25 plus $4 shipping. 250 business cards, $40 plus $7 shipping. 500 business cards, $75 plus $9 shipping. 1,000 business cards, $140 plus $12 shipping. A special for the subscribers to the Blind Post. When placing your order, tell us you heard us about us in the Blind Post, and we will waive the shipping cost if your order is placed by June 30th, 2019. Please contact us with your information about your business card order before sending them to us. Feel free to get in touch if you have any questions. We would like to hear from you. We accept payment by PayPal or credit cards by phone. Phone 205-388-7261. Email braillesmith@gmail.com. Posting to the Blind Post News. 2019 new word counts and costs. All subscribers to date, 1,193. You can still post one ad, $50 or 50 words or less, for free each month. The second 50-word notice is $5.45. Notices that are for the wanted, looking for, or giveaway section are free up to 75 words. Paying notices that are over 50 to 100 are $5.45. 101 to 200 words are $10.80. And 201 to 300 words are $15.95. And 301 to 400 are $21.95. All paying submissions will appear at the beginning of their appropriate sections. If you would like to sponsor this month's Blind Post News or any future issues, please contact me. The sponsorship cost is $38.95. They will be posted to the home page of the website and at the beginning of the email and website news page just before the editor's section. There is room for more than one sponsor each month. Email me at foodlady@theblindpost.com, and I will let you know that I have received your submissions. For payments and donations, you can use foodlady@theblindpost.com with PayPal or paypal.me/theblindpost. If you would prefer to pay using a check, email me for my mailing address. Be sure to send your submissions to me by the 7th of the month to appear in that month's issue. The news will be emailed to all current subscribers on or before the 11th of each month. What can be published in the Blind Post? News. If you are blind or visually impaired, you can submit all types of notices from new and used services and training, business and job opportunities, wanted for trade or to give away, and announcements that you think other readers would be interested in. Notices and announcements pertaining to the blind and low vision communities from all individuals, schools, and organizations are also welcome. If you are blind or visually impaired and own a business, you can submit notices for that too, even if it doesn't necessarily pertain to the blind and low vision community. If you have any questions about your submission, email me and I will let you know if it is suitable for the Blind Post News. The editor reserves the right to decide if an announcement or notice of any kind is suitable for the Blind Post. The Blind Post does not publish or post any personals or pen pal notices. All submissions posted are not necessarily the beliefs or opinions of the editor or the Blind Post News. Make sure your contact information is correct for each post you submit. Email all notices to foodlady@theblindpost.com. Read the latest issue here, http://theblindpost.com/readthelatestnewshere.html. Nancy Matulis of ACB Maine chapter said, "Good evening. Anyone know of an online blind crafting group? Thanks for any help. I like to use a nifty knitter to make hats and I make cards. I'm also trying to learn to crochet." The response to that email, here are a couple of resources. The Blind Perspective Newsletter, https://www.theblindperspective.com/newsletter/2019/craft_2019.htm. Not a community per se, but you might want to connect with the person who writes the crafting column for info. NFB Crafters Division, https://craftingblind.wordpress.com/. And it is signed Norma A. Boge. I will read the last round of convention updates for the Rochester Con in the order I received them and not necessarily in the order they will be presented at the convention. First up, a luncheon panel. The International Relations Committee will hold Voices from Around the World luncheon in Rochester, New York during the 2019 American Council of the Blind Conference. 2019 theme, Passport to New Cultures. Backed by popular demand, Voices from Around the World luncheon. Monday, July 8, 2019, 12:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. We're back, Voices from Around the World with a new twist, Knowing What You Cannot See. Discover the key to nonverbal cultural cues. Have you ever traveled abroad and wondered whether to hug or shake hands? Kiss once on the cheek or twice? Well, if so, this is the workshop for you. Learn the nonverbal cues you need to know as a person who is blind or has low vision, so your next trip will be a trip to remember rather than one you'd sooner forget. Panelists Peter Brass, Vice President, European Blind Union, Carrie Ann Ifill, President, Caribbean Council of the Blind, Amos Beer, CEO, Israeli Braille and Talking Book Library, and Sandra Sermons, International Relations Chair and Moderator. The cost of this luncheon and panel discussion is $30 pre-registration and $35 on-site. The International Relations Committee extends a warm welcome to our international attendees and would like to invite them to be our guests at the luncheon. You are encouraged to visit the information desk and leave your contact information along with your home country. See you in Rochester. Convention registration is now open. Here is your chance to attend a low-pressure but high-octane acting class with stage and screen actor Marilee Talkington. No experience needed, just a big dose of curiosity and a desire to see what and how this whole acting thing works. Marilee will teach some basic acting exercises and techniques, and then you'll dive in and play with some text and character work. No obligation to perform, but there will be an opportunity for those interested to get up and work in front of the group. A Q&A will follow with Marilee either as part of the class or at the bar afterward. Marilee Talkington is a legally blind actor and advocate for performers with disabilities. She's a writer, director, theater, and filmmaker, and has been working in the arts for over 20 years. She recently appeared on NCIS, New Amsterdam, Law & Order, SVU, and will be appearing in the fall with Jason Momoa of Aquaman and Alfrey Woodard in Apple TV's flagship television show, C. Come ready to play. Join Marilee on Wednesday evening, July 10th at 7:15 p.m. If interested in attending, please email janet.dickelman@gmail.com with acting class in the subject. Please provide your name and email address and cell phone number. Hey, 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 bring your resume. ACB Government Employees, ACBGE, and the Employment Committee are sponsoring a workshop that will allow you to work one-on-one with Joanne McIntyre, a human resource manager with over 20 years' experience. You may schedule a one-hour session to meet with her in order to tweak and format your resume. Appointments must be made prior to the convention and are on a first-come, first-served basis. To schedule an appointment, contact Judy Jackson at jjackson193@icloud.com or call Judy at 940-255-9241. Assistance will be available Sunday, July 7th through Tuesday, July 9th. Appointments will be available Sunday, July 7th through Tuesday, July 9th. Join ACB Next Generation and CCLVI, Citizens with Low Vision International, Monday, July 8th at 2:45 p.m. and learn about smart houses. Have you ever imagined what life would be like in the future? It's 2019, and we are living in a world full of technology. Get ready to learn how to make your home run more efficiently with innovative devices and explore how they can make life easier for you. Discover a world you can control with your voice by using Amazon Alexa. Presenter Peter Korn, Accessibility Architect, Amazon, Mountain View, California. Stick around following the presentation. ACB Next Generation, in conjunction with CCLVI, will be giving away an Amazon bundle, which includes an Amazon Dot, third generation, and smart plug. You must be present to win. The cost of this session is $8 pre-registration and $10 on-site. Convention registration will be open through Sunday, June 23rd. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. If you have difficulty booking a room, please let me know. Room rates at the Hyatt and the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to four people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. But rooms must be booked by June 7th to guarantee the convention rate. Please feel free to contact me with any questions either by phone at 651-428-5059 or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. On Tuesday, July 9th at 1:15 p.m., join Apple for the following complimentary session. Accessibility, Power of Innovation and Civilization. For more than 30 years, Apple has developed new and innovative solutions for persons with disabilities to learn, be creative, productive, independent, active, and live out their dreams. Come learn how Apple continues to break barriers in new arenas, including the entertainment industry, striving to empower the blind community in bold ways. Can't wait to find out if your favorite technology, guide dog school, or product will be in the exhibit hall. Your wait is over. The 2019 exhibitor list is below. The exhibit hall is located in the Convention Center in Empire Ballroom South. Exhibit hall hours are Saturday, July 6, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, July 7th through Tuesday, July 9th, at 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Wednesday, July 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 2019 Exhibitor List: Guide Dogs for the Blind, Envision America, National Braille Press, Computers for the Blind, Seeing Eye Incorporated, Braulio Worldwide, that's B-R-A-U-L-I-O, ACB Mini Mall, ACB MMS Program, Angel Wall, Polara, National Library Service, BPH, JW.org, Guide Dog Foundation, Pennsylvania Council of the Blind, Guide Lights and Gadgets Incorporated, Friends in Art, FIA, Maxi Aids, American Printing House for the Blind, View Plus Technologies, Guide Dogs of America, HIMS, Humanware, Tangible Surface Research, ACB of New York, Braille Bibles International, Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, SUNU, Uni Description Project, Leader Dogs for the Blind, Duxbury Systems, Patriot Vision Industries, LLC, Creative Adaptations for Learning, ORCAM, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Sprint, ERA, Vispero, Walmart, Carroll Center for the Blind, Longevity, Freedom Guide Dogs, Southeastern Guide Dogs, Cisco, Braille Designs. Convention registration will close Sunday, June 23rd, so it's too late now. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt in Riverside, etc., etc. And last-minute tips from Janet Dickelman. ACB's 58th Annual National Conference and Convention is just around the corner. Here are a few last-minute tips. If you are still looking for a hotel room or have a room you can't use, please contact Janet Dickelman ASAP via email, janet.dickelman@gmail.com, or call her at 651-428-5059. If you need to rent a wheelchair or scooter for the convention, call 101 Mobility at 585-286-5347 and ask for Kelly. Let her know that you're with ACB and provide her with your contact information as well as whether you need a wheelchair or a scooter. Wheelchairs and scooters are reserved on a first-come, first-served basis. To reserve your wheelchair or scooter, you must pay for it with a credit card. Once you've done that, send Janet an email with wheelchair rental in the subject line. Give her your name, cell phone number, and whether you rented a scooter or wheelchair. The wheelchairs will be delivered to Janet on the morning of July 5th. She will call you when they arrive. Roll call. Affiliate leaders, now is the time to let Secretary Ray Campbell know who your delegate, alternate delegate, and representative to the nominating committee are. You may either call or text Ray at 630-258-0516 or email him with the following information, ray153056@gmail.com. Number one, the name of your affiliate's official delegate. Number two, the name of your alternate delegate. Three, the name of the individual who represents your affiliate on the ACB nominating committee, Sunday, July 7th, 5:45 p.m. Four, the number of chairs your affiliate will need in the convention hall. And five, if applicable, the number of spaces for wheelchairs your affiliate will need in the convention hall. Please note that you will still need to respond during the live roll call. Kids Explorers Club. The Kids Explorers Club will be available at convention for ages 5 to 13. Adventures outside the hotel include a trip to Sky Zone, the Rochester Science Museum, Seabreeze Amusement Park, and Strong Museum of Play, Lasertron, and a dinner trip to the Golden Corral while the adults are at the banquet. Bring your resume. Hey, bring your resume. ACB government employees and the employment committee are sponsoring a workshop that will allow you to work one-on-one with Joanne McIntyre. I already read that. Voices from Around the World. Backed by popular demand is the Voices from Around the World Luncheon. I already read that. Sight and sound impaired. Are you a consumer with combined vision and hearing loss who wants to learn more about available services? Are you a professional who works with consumers in the DB community and want to learn about available resources? If so, join the Sight and Sound Impaired, SASSI. On Sunday evening, join SASSI from 8 to 10 p.m. for Get Social with SASSI. We'll have light snacks and learn more about the community. Cost $13 pre-registration, $15 on-site. On Monday, July 8th, SASSI will team up for the Rehabilitation Issues Task Force at 2:45 p.m. for HKNC. How can it help me as a deafblind person, and how can it assist professionals in the field? Brian Ward, Program Coordinator for the New York Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program, along with other HKNC staff, will discuss current services offered at HKNC. Cost $6 pre-registration, $8 on-site. Are you thinking about a cochlear implant, or are you a professional working with a consumer who might be looking at making such a decision? Join us at 4:15 p.m. on Monday, July 8th, to hear Phil Jones from Atlanta, Georgia, talk about his journey from evaluation to implant to activation. Acting class, already read that. This year's exhibitors, already read that. Survey on life satisfaction. Mirko Kunstek, M-I-R-K-O-K-U-N-S-T-E-K, a Ph.D. student in the Social Welfare Program at Wurzweiler School of Social Work, Yeshiva University in New York City, is undertaking a research study on factors predicting the life satisfaction of visually impaired adults over 18. He will administer a survey during the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York, from July 6th through 11th. For more information or to register to participate in the survey, contact Mirko via email mirko.kunstek@mail.yu.edu, and put ACB Convention on the subject line. Be sure to provide your name, phone number, and email address, as well as the dates and times you would be available during convention. Mirko will contact you to schedule an appointment. Laundry facilities. If you're looking for laundry facilities during convention, the Riverside Hotel has washers and dryers on the 5th and 10th floors. The Hyatt does not have laundry facilities. And I will close with a couple of items from Cool Blind Tech that I ran out of time for last week. Apple announces new accessibility features for iOS 13, posted June 6th. This week, during Apple's WWDC sessions for developers, the company revealed some new features for accessibility coming to iOS 13. These include new settings to improve app interactions for users with various motion sensitivity and color blindness disabilities. The new features will be available in Apple's own apps, starting with iOS 13 and in third-party apps via new API. For developers, Apple announced in iOS 13 a setting for motion sensitivity that allows users to disable autoplay video previews. The option is enabled by default, but after being disabled in iOS 13's accessibility settings, it will prevent video previews from automatically playing in Apple apps such as the App Store. While this was possible already via the App Store settings, the new feature will apply system-wide to all Apple apps and also offer a new API for developers to extend the functionality to third-party apps. Developers will also be able to allow users to override the system setting to allow automatic previews in only specific apps. Differentiate without color. A new option being brought over from Mac to iOS for users with color blindness is called Differentiate Without Color. The new setting will be available under the Display and Text Size pane in Accessibility Settings. The setting will automatically replace user interface elements that rely solely on color to alternatives that are easier to differentiate. Apple noted during its WWDC presentation for developers that the new feature will help people with color blindness, including users with deuteranopia, protanopia, and tritanopia, that have trouble distinguishing between certain colors that might be critical to understanding or controlling the user interface. When developers implement the setting for their app, they will replace any color indications with a shape or symbol that doesn't rely on color. A game, for example, that utilizes different colors to indicate player 1 and player 2 might switch to a unique icon to differentiate between players. Crossfade screen transitions. This new setting under Motion Preferences and Accessibility switches the usual lateral screen transition animation when navigating apps to a new dissolved crossfade screen transition that will be preferable and less jarring for users with motion sensitivity. The new setting, called Prefer Crossfade Transitions, can be turned on only after the Reduce Motion setting is enabled. For developers, UIKit implements these dissolved transitions automatically for users that have the Prefer Crossfade Transitions setting enabled. Swift UI. Apple's new Swift UI for developers also adds new capabilities for developers to make their app accessible with much less effort than ever before, including accessible images and controls with the help of a new Swift UI accessibility API for adding interface elements, such as elements including labels, values, hints, and more. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.